At 4:32, it's 43 degrees and overcast. Good afternoon. I'm Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News. Governor Mike Beebe has vetoed a bill that would ban most abortions in the state at 20 weeks into a pregnancy. The governor, a Democrat, said via statement today he had concerns about the measure's constitutionality and potential cost. Arkansas Speaker of the House Davy Carter is calling on lawmakers to make major tax cuts this session. The Republican from Cabot visited the House Judiciary, Public Health and Revenue, and Tax Committees this morning, reminding each committee of the time frame of the legislative session. In the Tax Committee, he told lawmakers he was counting on them to wade through the over $2 billion in tax cuts they have before them and do it in a timely manner.
Mr. Chairman, I'm asking that the committee begin deliberations on your tax cut package in the total amount of $150 million.
Governor Mike Beebe told reporters that lawmakers will have to justify any cuts.
We can't even afford my number one tax cut right now immediately, which is the groceries tax cut, and still meet these obligations. So if they're going to cut any more taxes, they have an obligation to say who they're taking it from.
Speaker Carter also proposed cuts to the state's capital gains tax. The governor says he is working with the speaker on those types of tax cuts. A watered-down proposal to allow the open carry of handguns in Arkansas has failed to clear a House panel. The House Judiciary Committee voted 9-8 today in favor of the measure, but it failed to get the necessary 11 votes to advance. The bill's sponsor, Rogers Republican Representative Sue Scott, narrowed its scope to only allow open carry in unincorporated areas of the state, which are virtually all rural. It also would have protected concealed carry permit holders who inadvertently display their weapons. Rogers says she'll make changes to the bill and will resubmit it. State Police Director Stan Witt said today he's concerned allowing open carry would threaten officer safety. Republican House Speaker Davy Carter and Democratic Governor Mike Beebe say they're opposed to allowing open carry. The Arkansas legislature has approved a bill allowing drivers to use their cell phones or other portable electronic devices to display proof of insurance. By a 91-0 vote, House lawmakers today passed the Senate-backed proposal that would permit drivers to show their proof of insurance cards on paper or electronically when registering their vehicle or during a traffic stop. The FM 89 forecast, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 32. Tomorrow should be partly sunny with a high of 52. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 31. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 49. Right now in Little Rock, it's 43 degrees and overcast. I'm Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.